Hi, dictation for Gina Miller, G-I-N-A. Last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth, 11-9-2023. Date of accident, 7-25-2023. Date of service is 11-9-2023. Gina Miller is here for a inpatient evaluation. He reports of pain multiple area, including neck, mid back, lower back from 7 to 9. Radiation of pain to the back of the both legs, including foot and all the toes. Headaches. Severe muscle spasm. And constant numbness. These are constant pain related to an automobile accident that occurred on 7-25-2023 as follows. The patient, not an automobile accident, but an accident with the water on the floor. Slip and fall. It was not an automobile accident, sorry. So the report of the accident is as follows. On 7-25-2023, patient went to Love, L-O-V-E, Love's truck stop with her daughter and granddaughter to use the bathroom. She stopped at the cash register to play lottery, and she was asked to go to the ATM, but as she turned to go to the ATM, she fell as there was a water right there. Both the legs went under her. She hit the buttocks, both of them, and on the hard floor, she banged her back and head to the floor. This accident happened around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening on 7-25-2023. Patient reported that she was dazed, but she did not completely lose her consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Sorry, it was not a hit and run. The police didn't come, but ambulance did come to the scene. She reported that there was a 10-inch water on the floor leading to the fall, this big puddle. She reports that she banged her back and the head to the floor, but there was no seizures, no loss of consciousness, and no other major issues came up. And police didn't come, but there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no trauma to the hip or the knees. She reports that she is suffering from headaches that are occupying front and back, moderately severe, around 6. And they're off and on, and they are only associated with noise, but not associated with light or sensitive to the noise. Denies any history of any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, loss of lack of focus. Denies any confusion, disorientation, nausea, vomiting, incontinence of the urine bowel, vision problems. She denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. She reported that after the accident, she was taken to Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, where she was there for 10 hours. This hospital is in Lansing, Michigan. She had x-rays of the hip and pelvis, head and elbow, neck, and the right knee, as well as CT scan of the head. They were all found to be negative, after which she was discharged. In the pain symptom, patient continues to report pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with constant radiation to the posterior part of the thigh, buttocks and the thigh, as well as the leg, all the way involving all the 5 toes. The right side is more numb than the left, but however, there is a severe numbness of both legs. Occasionally, she cannot feel her feet. No radiation of numbness or tingling or pain is reported to the upper extremity. Patient states that these are continuous. Symptoms as throbbing and stabbing, she described. Pain level is from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 7 to 10. modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, lying down, and driving, and improved by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and driving. She can walk up to 50 feet. Her sitting is painful, and standing is painful. Sleep is also difficult. Headaches are continuing 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. So far, only X-ray, CT scan are recorded. No other investigations have been done. And she does not have any muscle weakness of the legs or the arms, and no bladder bowel incontinence. In the past treatment, patient reports that first treatment was provided by the ER at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. After that, she went to pain physician in Providence Pain Doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Kimpson, for her knee and lower back pain from the time of accident. She also has gone to ER on Extension Hospital, where CT scan and X-ray of the hip was done and were found to be negative. She's coming here to advanced pain care because her lower back pain is now worse, and she has also been to Orthopedic Straight Hospital, STRAITH, where she saw Dr. Michael Freeman. She has not done any physical therapy or chiropractic treatment so far. She has not done any acupuncture. Please review the chart for system review. Please review the chart for past surgical histories, allergies, for family history, for relationship status, employment status, and for the legal and personal history. Medications are listed as follows. She takes pharmacist Farmore, Dr. Jeffrey The primary physician is Dr. Basha, and then also Dr. Mendirata, Mendirata, and he takes she takes Norco 60 tablets, Norvasc 10 milligram tablet daily, Robaxin 750, Gabapentin 100 milligram twice a day, Sena 8.6 milligram, Metformin 500 daily, Aspirin 81 milligram daily, Ventolin HFA, and Betamethasone Valerate cream, Nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram on emergency. Robaxin is 750 milligram twice a day. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 145/83, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'5", weight is 150 pound. A 66-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She's sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. And no overt anxiety or lethargy is noticed. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices or any cane or. The rest of the exam comes from the template, which is provided, including the neurological exam to the musculature examination, which are all normal, no muscle spasm throughout. Musculoskeletal examination reveals inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is at the level of L5 and S1. and bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm none, tenderness none, hypertonicity zero. The range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. And the lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, there is Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, destruction test was negative, Sotoval test was negative, myelopathy signs is absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative and slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, femoral nerve stretch test negative, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint are mildly tender bilaterally. Faber test and Gonsalant test was found positive bilaterally. But Gonsalant test is positive bilaterally, but destruction test, compression test, and standing flexion tests are negative. In the extremities, all the extremities, including shoulder, elbow, wrist, and hand, and both the hip and knee and ankle and foot are found completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm or varicose veins. Range of motions are completely normal. Patient is able to ambulate without any pain. Foot test is negative. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Diagnosis. Z91.81 T1490 T07 R26.2 S09.90 XA. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.651, 54, 54.14. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.17, S33.5 XXA, M46.1. Plan of care comes from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided an order for physical therapy to cover the neck, mid back, lower back, sacrum, and coccyx, which possibly is fractured, and 3 times a week traction massage. Disability continues for work, housework, and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day is provided, 60 tablets. Pralosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Naproxen is for healing, and Calavil is provided 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Lidocaine gel is provided 5% 200 gram for relief with the topical relief. Fury said 75 tablets are provided for pain for headache relief. Patient's drug screen are ordered and checked. Her maps have been reviewed. Medical records have been reviewed. A CT scan that was done previously is now reviewed. In the review of available MRI and other imaging records, CT scan does not show any intracranial process. There are no acute fractures. Only degenerative disc disorders are represented in the surgical disc C45, C56, C67. Neural foramen narrowing is seen on C45 and also C7 and T1. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L5-S1 and facet degeneration also from L5-S1, L4-5, L5, L3, L4, L2-3. Ligament extremum hypertrophy is noticed. The patient is also provided braces, neck brace, back brace, tense unit, and a donut pillow to sit down on a possible fractured sacrum. All the patient has had all the CT scan, we don't have all the reports. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the interventional pain procedures, none are being considered right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Provision of attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records, none. Oh, past medical records from Providence Hospital have been reviewed and incorporated. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. Patient will be returning back for follow-up. And after compiling with the hospital records, we will order a new investigation if required. DME has been spoken already. The education is just follow-up visit in 15 days. By the way, patient is leaving town, and when she come back, we'll take care of her after that. Thank you.